This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
According to an article in a publication known as The Scientist, Dr. Albert Einstein visited a Dr. Gutenberg, the senior seismologist at the California Institute of Technology, in 1933. Einstein was greatly interested in the science of earthquakes and asked many questions as they walked on the campus together. Suddenly, an excited professor broke in, a third professor, in on their conversation, and they began to notice people rushing from nearby buildings as they felt the earth move under their feet. Dr. Gutenberg later confessed that the two scientists had become so engrossed, get this, in talking about earthquakes that they had failed to even notice the famous Los Angeles earthquake taking place around them. Isn't that ironic? Two scientific experts coming together to talk about earthquakes, and an earthquake is happening under their feet and they don't even notice it. I think you also know where I'm going with this. We come together. People don't realize this is the most significant thing you will do this week, is in a few minutes when the emblems are passed and we are under orders, we're under His authority to take the emblems which represent the body and the blood of the Lord. I don't want you to look at communion in some magical way. I just want you to recognize what communion is. It's the body and the blood of the Lord. And every time we take it, something dynamic happens individually, and something dynamic happens corporately that I want to suggest doesn't happen when you go to another room and take it by yourself. Still valid experience. But there is something about taking the meal together. And I've said this before, and some people think it's melodramatic, but I really believe it's true. I believe this as much as I'm standing here. That when you take the Lord's Supper, those emblems, you proclaim to yourself, you proclaim to others around you, and you proclaim to the world, Jesus is the Lord of my life. And as dramatic, as melodramatic as this may sound, I honestly believe when you take communion, you are proclaiming to Satan, get your hands off my life. Get your hands off my children. Get your hands off my husband. Get your hands off my wife. I belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I really believe that. That's important. Vitally important to our life. So what we're going to do right now, you've had a 20-25 minute meditation. We're going to close in prayer. We're going to pray for the emblems. Today, take communion in a new way. Take it individually. Take it corporately. But remember this, I'm proclaiming to those around me. I'm proclaiming to myself. I'm proclaiming to the world. I'm proclaiming even to Satan. I belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let's pray together.
Well, my friend, my guess is you know the things in your life that are important to your career. You've got a handle on that. You know the things that are important to your family, and you know the things that are important to your personal life that maybe no one else knows about but you. What about the thing that should be important to your worship life and your spiritual life, meeting around the table, that Jesus commanded us to do and to remember His death by partaking of the bread and the cup, emblematic of His body and blood? Think about that today. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. Go to iTunes and type in the word CrossHope in the search bar to find our messages on iTunes. But also go to the website to look at visual stories, to look at past messages. There's a lot to see on our website called crosshope.org. God bless you. I hope you'll tune in again Monday to listen again to CrossHope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.